You know, I was putting together this reading today, and I was trying to show Linda, my wife, you know, what I was going to read, and she said, "That's a really dark reading, isn't it?" And, you know, I realized that it would probably have to be a dark reading if the author of the poems is someone whose fondest childhood memories are helping stock a fallout shelter. When my father died a couple of years ago, one of the things that I ended up doing is going through his things, and I found that during World War II, when he was in the Army, he had fastidiously read, and he hardly read any books at all, but had fastidiously read and annotated the Bible, particularly the Book of Revelation. And I'd never read the Book of Revelation before, and I started looking at it then, and it's really a wild document. And so there's an epigraph from the Book of Revelation on this poem, and it's got a lot of stuff in it, which maybe needs a little bit of explanation. There's a flying saucer cult in this poem. There's a woman who's received the stigmata in the poem. Chernobyl is in this poem. It's also a guy that someone I know met at a writer's colony, which in this poem becomes me. And this guy had this huge federal grant. He was a painter to devise a semiotic, a symbol, which would indicate even, you know, 2,000 or 3,000 years from now that a drum was carrying radioactive material. And also there's a terrific book that years ago, I think it was Steve Orlin told me about, called The Three Christs of Ypsilanti. Have any of you ever heard of this book? A guy named Milton Rokeach, a psychologist in Michigan years and years ago, decided that he'd be able to cure three schizophrenics who all believed they were Christ by making them live together for a year in a single room. And actually, they got worse, and they fought all the time, so Rokeach made them conduct all of their interactions according to Robert's Rules of Order. So all that stuff is in there, but it's not that long a poem. There's six short sections. It's called The First Six Seals, and it's got an epigraph from Revelation. "I saw a scroll. It had writing on both sides and was sealed with seven seals." Revelation 5:1. Seal 1, the three Christs of Ypsilanti. All three Christs in a locked room for a year sharing meals. A daily business meeting conducted, of course, to Robert's Rules of Order. Each session commences with a different song, Blue Moon, Yankee Doodle, never hymns, for they spark untherapeutic theological debate which leave each Christ exhausted. Tonight they talk back to a TV set bolted to the wall. Joseph screams Leon's a heretic, will burn for watching Sea Hunt, Milton Berle, Leon Almighty, Clyde Christus S., Joseph Hallowed be thy name. Pre-Thorazine and Manic, their godhead is degenerative. The experiment will fail. For what could shame them into human form? Joseph bewails another lost Yahtzee game. Leon, scowling, changes channels. Seal 2, the prophecy. Monologue. Then Mrs. Clark received the final message spoken to us from her trance. Prepare for the saucer to land at midnight by the patio. December in Wisconsin. It had snowed all day. She urged us to stay calm, to remove all metal objects from our pockets and clothes, for in the spacecraft's heat they'd scorch our skin. We threw down earrings, belts, and coins, sliced the zippers from our pants and skirts. We gathered in a circle in the yard and waited for the mothership's approach on this, the final day of the world. Someone spoke of this snow as the world's last. Mrs. Clark led us all in amazing grace. Then the silence settled in, the snow swirling up. We huddled that way till dawn. Seal 3, semiotics, posterity. These 50-gallon drums, he's telling me, their water's radioactive 2 millennium. It's breakfast at the artist's colony. His paint-flecked sleeve is reaching for the ham. His grant's not NEA, but AEC. Devise a semiotic, a symbol still readable in AD 4000, some ideogram for deadly. They'll stencil it in red on every barrel they store. I'm working for posterity. His studio's a cactus forest, 6-foot exclamation points, thunderbolts and skulls like teetering stacks of heavy metal album covers. Hardest to paint are simple things. Cezanne said that, or someone like him. Just call me the goddamn toxic Cezanne. Seal 4. The Ecclesiastical Commission to Investigate the Receipt of the Stigmata by Mary Van Hoof, Marquette University Hospital, 1952. Holy Week in a psych ward cell. Her hands and feet are bandaged, and she claims to feel the scrape of thorns all night against her forehead. The stenographer charts each ecstasy, and all sharp objects have been taken from her room. Blood tests daily. Stigmatic blood, in theory, should be iron poor, its salt content low. Father Gray performs his daily interrogatory. How often does the Virgin come to you? Is she, for example, right here in this room? What prophecies has she uttered in recent weeks? Is it true your father makes you sleep tied to a chair? Your mother, is she often hurt by him? Is it true he broke her collarbone? What sort of hair shirt did he make you wear? Seal 5, Cathedral Building, a photo of Chernobyl. Inside the reactor core, a zigzag pulse of light drilling through the wall's 6-story crack. The lead-robed worker turns to us, the camera flash reflected in his goggles, white-hot asterisks, exploding spiral galaxies. He'll die of thyroid cancer in a year or two, but the work will last at least a century. Slow retrieval of deadly debris, the crew stabbing trash in Dantesque and gloom like artisans in an antimatter Salisbury or Chartres. They'll wreathe their labor in a concrete dome that's 7 miles across, mausoleum of shattered atoms. The lead-robed worker turns to us, descends a stair. The camera hisses as the film rewinds. Last section, Seal 6, After the Funeral. Inside the Bible on his bedside table, an address decades gone. Albee, S.D. and Property, R.C. Wojon, P.F.C. The 12 Steps of A.A. Expect a miracle embossed in Gothic lettering. The O2 tanks and tubes, a Kleenex box, his watches. Bookmark at Revelation, verses scored with X's. Now the trumpet blast. Now the Lamb breaks the 7th seal. And now the wormwood star, like unto a torch, comes thundering from the sky beside his marginalia. Prophecy, with triple exclamation points. Father, where art thou as I call? Upon what journey did thee embark, that such signs could point thy way?